Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Are you struggling with Amazon PPC and don't know which KPIs to pay attention to? I am stoked to let you know that our agency, ScaleWave, has two openings. If your monthly PPC sales are between $5,000 and $50,000 and you want to grow your Amazon business, launch new products, or just make sure your ACoS is not all over the place, we might be just the right fit for you. Send an email to contact@scalewave.io and we'll take it from there. Once again, that's contact@scalewave.io. Now let's get back to the episode. Hey, Wizard, and welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is Noemi, your host, and today we're going to continue our How to Stop Reacting and Start Acting mini series. This is the third part of it, and we are going to talk about the last qualities of focus, which is adaptability, simplicity, calmness, and intentionality. If you want to chime in and check out the rest of the episodes, make sure to listen to episode 270 and 215. The first one is How to Stop Reacting and Start Acting, part 1, Productivity Tips, and the second one is How to Stop Reacting and Start Acting, part 1 of Focus Tip. Now, getting back to our episode, today we're going to just touch a bit on why focus is adaptability, simplicity and calmness, as well as intentionality. Most of the time, what we used to do whenever we're trying to focus, we're trying to look up all the cool gadgets to keep us focused. However, what I'm noticing is it has nothing to do with outside sources, but it has to do really with us being able to understand ourselves, to adapt, also to see these things, like how to focus in a very simple way with a very calm mind and being really intentional.
Let the show begin.
What means adaptability and how should we use this in order to focus? Getting back to an example, a personal example, how I am implementing adaptability is making sure that I am aware that everything what I'm doing, it takes time. Probably most of the time you won't even notice adaptability because this comes as natural, like we are going to adapt naturally. However, whenever it comes to focus, sometimes I notice that we're not as kind towards ourselves as we should, or as not understanding towards ourselves as we should, because it takes time. Fifth, focused by simplifying things. We are trying to overthink stuff, hence me coming with 7 reasons how to focus, right? But most of the time, simpler we keep it, most we are going to achieve. Six, focus is calmness. Whenever you're focusing, probably you're not even noticing, but we have this very clear, very clean, very calm state of mind, and the more alert we are, or more rigid we are, the faster we're going to react to any distraction. So keeping a calm mind while we're focusing is going to be extremely helpful. Seventh, focus is being intentional. If we are not intentional and if we are not saying that yes, we have to improve this part of our life, whatever it might be for you, whatever, if it's focus, whatever it's just stopping reacting at anything in your life that now it distracts you from being efficient, right? It requires time and also it requires intentionality. All right, so without further ado, let me go very quickly to quick tips on how to focus. This is going to be like a lot of tips, so make sure that you're going to listen to and take away only the ones that you think are going to be the most helpful for you. So here we go, the tips to be more focused. Full screen whatever you are working on, using the do not disturb option on computer and keeping the ringer on the phone but notifications off. As I was saying, if you take medication, take it at the right time. Whenever you're working on something, set timers. This will just give you enough stress to know whenever you are not going to be stressed out by something else. Having rewards in mind, if you're a reward-driven person, is going to help you tremendously for when you finish what you don't really enjoy. Creating a basic checklist and a mammoth checklist. Giving you an example here, whenever we're working on something, having a chunk of time dedicated for a specific task, and then that big chunk of time is going to be separated in different steps. Asking for what you need, especially when your partner around. Whenever we have someone around dear to us who are just basically not aware of the fact that we want to 100% focus on a task, we must make them aware also that we want to focus right now and we not necessarily don't have time for them, but just asking for extra time for us to finish whatever we're working on. Next tip is adapt and keep trying. Obviously, we are human and we have to adapt and keep trying because otherwise we won't be achieving the task that we want to achieve, simply because we are just human, as I was saying, and we just have to keep on trying. Another tip here is to write down all appointments and all ideas. Whenever you have an idea, just it comes to mind, rather write it down and make sure that is written down and it just comes out of your mind. Also, Carmen and Todd, shout out to you guys if you're listening to this. They are wizards and they were mentioning this as great tip they are using whenever they are thinking of something. And for example, right before going to bed, you're thinking of something, just write it down, and then once that you fall asleep next day, you are going to go through the written note and see if that, first off, if that thing is actually important, second, then you're going to act on it. Also, next tip is to develop awareness of what focus looks like for you. I touched briefly beforehand on this tip, but however here, the main task would be simply being aware of how alert or calm you are whenever you're focused, what kinds of focus between internal and external focus is there, and also watch the process throughout the day. Whenever you become irritated, whenever something irritates you, at least knowing that is really crucial. Also, next tip is choosing how long are you going to work. Setting a timer, this will be extremely helpful. Whenever you feel the resistance towards starting, reduce your resistance enough to get started. Basically, make the task feel less daunting. As I was saying yet again, the task of recording the podcast and submitting and so on, sometimes I do have good days, so I do have moods as well. Sometimes it works really, really well, but other days it's just like, it's really daunting. So by making sure that I'm going to make the task as easy as possible, it helps tremendously with focus. And then, yet again, breaking down your task and narrowing down the scope of your intention. Example, whenever we're preparing for the podcast, has different steps. I will commit working on only one specific task for a period of time. So, and then I will set a timer. So, for example, now I'm recording. This should not be going longer than 15 minutes, the whole episode. So I have to make sure that it's going to be that long. And then I'm going to focus only on the part of recording. Another tip is intentionality. So setting a strong intention first is going to help switch from working things that are low priorities for you to things that are really high priorities. It's going to give you a sense of achieving things by setting a clear intention first. Yet again, starting from the beginning, when I started this absurdity of looking out like, what is going on and why am I focusing on unimportant things, right? Simply knowing or having a strong intention first, knowing that you have to work on that task, and it doesn't matter if you're doing 100 tasks that are not important, but you have to do the 2-3 that are important, is going to help. Also, choosing no more than 3 important tasks that you want to get done. I've seen this, especially lately, it's very, very helpful for me, because otherwise I think that I have to do everything and I'm going to react. I'm in react mode and solving the tasks that are not important. So choosing no more than 3 important tasks that you want to get done. Ideally here you would add the most important goals to the top of the list and the lower task things in a deprioritizing way. So for example, the best important or the most important thing for me is to just get things done and finish the podcast today. Yeah, so Wednesday is podcast day, and then all the rest of the tasks that has to do with other businesses, that had to do with personal and so on, those are going to go on the second place. And here yet again, choosing only one of the main important things to work on at once is really important. The way how I structure this now is as I was saying, Wednesday is basically podcast day, Scale Waveway, our agency, and then family time, right? So the one that is most important, most time consuming is going to be the podcast, and the second one is like making sure that all the processes and all the structure and everything what needs to be implemented for this particular day for our other business, it's done. And then family time, that is like 2-3 hours that's going to happen, so that's also an important task that I want to get done. And a new tip here and great one, if you know that is that the environment you are in, it has a lot of distractions, making sure that you're going to either choose an environment that will keep your focus, or you will have a space created for a specific task. Either you are going to remove all the distractions by placing them in spaces where you can't access them impulsively. Also keeping a distraction journal so you can eliminate it. You can eliminate all distractions once that they show up. It's a great tip. This is something that I am not using so far. During my research, I found out about this, and I think it's amazing. This is something that I'm going to implement. And then also turning off notifications. Obviously, there are different distraction types, and yet again, during my research, I just noticed that there are distractions that you don't have control. That you have no control upon, distraction that you can control, distractions that are annoying, and distractions that are fun. So distractions that we have no control upon, obviously, like for you're on the street and the people are loud, you cannot control them to just like be more quiet. Distractions that we can control, as I was saying, either messages, like message notifications, either whenever your partner is around, husband, wife, kids are around, and you just need this focus time, you can tell them that, hey, I would really appreciate you just to leave me alone for 30 minutes because I really have to finish the podcast. And obviously, they are going to understand, so no worries about that. And distractions that can be, so your phone, your PC, and social apps like Slack, WhatsApp, and Telegram, knows they all offer. Instagram and everything has nowadays the notification. So just make sure that you are going to turn those off whenever you plan to actually be productive. Another tip here is to make regular habits. So we were talking about this in the previous episode, but regulating your sleep and regulating when you eat, this is huge. This is something that I'm currently implementing in my life, and I see a way different me. I never even thought that it has such a huge impact on me. When do I sleep? How do I sleep? And like, how long do I sleep? And the quality of my sleep, and also when I'm eating. I just like started a new diet, Whole30. Not necessarily it's a diet, but a way of enjoying food. So yet again, shout out to the two wizards, Carmen and Todd, who influenced me. They are a good influence to start up on this diet. But now I see how clear actually I am. I skip on specific things. Yeah. So the second tip here is making sure that you're scheduling your time, developing a long-term vision towards you, what you're working on, and also designing your days, using your calendar to design the day that you most likely have. This is a cool concept that it comes from Jordan Peterson. Until now, I didn't even thought of this, that I'm designing my days. However, now that I'm looking at my calendar and everything is so nice and colored and so on, I'm actually really designing my days. And knowing that now, I'm thinking like, why didn't I have this like 12 years ago, 15 years ago, right? So designing your days is a great tip there. Also scheduling in activities that you do look forward to. Let me tell you that I am very much looking forward after this episode to just go out with my amazing husband and just go and drive through the town, because that's one of our hobbies. And scheduling in those kind of activities that I'm really looking forward to really helps. Also, if you are scattered, training yourself to read without distraction, it's going to be a great way how to make sure that you're going to focus. So planning ahead to read 10 minutes a day and gradually increasing the amount of reading It's going to help you to focus, setting a goal for yourself that is slightly beyond your current level of performance, and then challenging yourself in a not too difficult way. So for example, like planning ahead to read 10 minutes a day. First day it's going to be 10 minutes, second like 12 minutes, third day 15 minutes, so on. So gradually improving that, because whatever I notice and why this tip is really cool is that we are pushers. We like to push ourselves to do more. However, what you notice is that we're burning out simply because sometimes we don't learn gradually. The last tip is going to be define what constitutes concentration, make it into micro habits, then start practicing those micro habits. And yet again, be patient with yourself. If we are not aware that this is a long run game, we are going to lose the big picture, which obviously I want you guys to avoid. How clearly you see determines how successful you work in this life. My dear listener, I really hope this was as helpful for you as it was for me. All right, much love to you, and talk to you next Wednesday, because I'll be back.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.